coming into the sitting this afternoon. Doing what you need to do to ground yourself. And take a dignified posture. Making any adjustments that you need to make so that you can allow the body to settle into some stillness. Bringing intentionality to the practice. Intentions to open with that allowing spirit that we've just read about with the guest house. Opening to whatever should arise during our practice. With interest, with friendliness, with a good will, letting it all be experienced and known. Beginning to feel the breathing. Perhaps allowing yourself some nice full breaths to really connect with breathing. And then letting the breath settle and be just as it is, however it is, moment to moment to moment. Feeling the sensations of breathing in and breathing out, possibly making a mental note, breathing in, breathing out, or rising, falling, and attending to the breathing wherever you feel it most easily, and letting the awareness rest there. Noticing where the attention wanders to and bringing it back. Some experiences are like wispy clouds in the sky. They come, they go very quickly. We're mainly still on the breathing. Other experiences are more distinctive, longer lasting. Some kind of weather system that moves through. And those experiences, you may find it helpful to note. Notice, open to it through the body. Tag it with a mental note, name it. And then ease back to the breath. Letting it all be known. We begin practice by setting intentions. Intentions to have a welcoming attitude, allowing. And then we practice and we can slip off that allowing, welcoming attitude. So noticing how the attitude is. Noticing if there's any wanting, any aversion showing up. Sometimes just noticing it is enough and you can reestablish that welcoming, allowing, friendly attitude. And your mindfulness is restored. Other times we have to really note the wanting or the aversion, open to it through the body. Really feel it. Let it move through and then return to feeling the breath. Periodically checking in around the energy. So we begin our practice, setting our posture, sitting in a wakeful way, and then we go along and we start to slump. Sleepiness may settle in, sleepy mind, body. Agitation within the body may be known. So you might ask, how's the energy? As a way to be aware of sleepy mind or restless mind. Opening to them and responding skillfully, if need be, by perhaps standing or opening the eyes, raising an arm. Very skillful to stand or open eyes to deal with the energy. It's good etiquette. If you ask how the attitude is, and the attitude feels very welcoming, just really notice how that feels, physically, emotionally, mentally. Let it be known. Let the absence of the wanting or aversive mind be known. And then return to the breath. Same too with the energy. The energy feels really very even, wakeful. Not too revved up, not too relaxed and calm, just feels right. Let that be known as well. Feel that physically, emotionally, mentally. And then return to the breathing. Knowing breathing in, knowing breathing out, or rising, falling, or possibly counting the breaths up to 5 or up to 10, coming back to 1 when the attention wanders. Not so much to stare at the breath, but to anchor ourselves in the present moment through breathing. Checking in, asking, how is the confidence? Confidence in the practice, yourself. Is there any doubt showing up? If so, really letting it be known, naming it. Noticing how it manifests through body, mind, heart. Letting it move through and returning again to breathing. Welcoming all that arises, whether any of the hindrances or other experiences, letting them be known, naming them, opening, feeling them through the body, and then easing back to the breathing. periodically asking throughout the practice, how's the attitude? How's the energy? How's the confidence? As ways to explore if there are any hindrances that may be just under the radar of awareness, obscuring our mindfulness. Opening to them, allowing them to be here, to be felt, to move through. Remembering the hindrances are human manifestations. They're not mistakes. All part of our humanity. They don't define us. They're conditioned events, conditioned arisings, coming and going. And if you're practicing at home, you may care to practice longer than the recording and periodically ask these questions about attitude, energy, and confidence. And see what happens next.